So you guys see a lot of good corners in the league, but what do you think about Slay? What does he do so well?
I think he's he just has a lot of components. You know, he has the size, he has the speed, he has the length. He's a physical guy. Good change of direction too. You can tell he's just gotten better each year, and he definitely presents a challenge. It's a little bit different than some of the other guys that we've played.
Do they tend to match him against people, or is that a game by game sort of thing? Or what do you think?
Yeah, I'm sure they make that decision by game, but he has, definitely the last few games he's followed somebody. So, we're prepared kind of for him to be on our right or, follow one of our guys. Like, a couple years ago he followed JJ. And he's followed Jordy, obviously. So could be Tay, could be Jordy. We'll see what they decide to do.
When that happens regularly, and it seems to be happening with Adams the last couple of weeks, do you have to do things to help him a little bit just because you know that the attention's going to be on him quite a bit?
I mean, nothing, I think it's the preparation that, going into it, we know how we want to approach a particular defender. And then the other part of it is to move Devontae around to make that defender move and have to play different spots and different routes. I think, we're not just going to let them sit in one spot all day and defend the same route all day. I think that's where, we do a really good job of that here.
He's been, it seems like for most of his career he's been outside. You've used, Randall and Jordy in the slot. Does he have ability to be that slot guy?
For sure. I mean, I think that role increased last year. He definitely took a good number of snaps in the slot last year, and this year, in the same. It is the natural thing is Randall because we love the flexibility that he gives us. But absolutely, I think that's the unique thing that we have with those three is they can all play in all the different positions, and then you throw Geronimo in there too, and he does the same. It gives us flexibility, and when we know, we're playing against a really good player like Slay, when we gotta move him around.
Timing and ball placement is obviously so important from the passing game, from the quarterback. Is there anything that receivers you can do differently to help things for Hundley?
No, I think it's, as much as anything, it's just them getting to know each other and getting the experience of playing with each other. And, how we help him is by being consistent for him, not saying A and doing B sometimes or showing one thing one time and reacting another way a different time. So we got to be consistent for Brett, and then that experience that they'll have with each other, I think you're just going to see, that relationship continue to grow each and every week, and it'll just get better every single week.
This relationship with Geronimo Allison seems to be pretty good. I played a lot with him in preseason and training camp. Do you sort of wish you had used him more in this last game? I know he had a couple of opportunities to drop from one, but do you think that helps, the fact that they've worked together?
It doesn't hurt. It definitely doesn't hurt. But, no, I think that, we've had enough time together now where, the relationship between him, Jordy, Devontae, and Randall, and Geronimo, I think it's all, equivalent now to this point. But that definitely helps, in the back of your mind, there's a comfort level that you get with certain guys. But, no, I don't think that there's a, necessarily a reason that Geronimo needs to have a different role because of that. No, I think it's just something that'll benefit us, when Geronimo's on the field.